Hey, we're starting on Mem Ham Bet at the beginning of the fifth parak of a new Mishnah. Hashutafim shenadru hana'a ze mizeh. Asurim lekanes lechatzer. If there's shutafim that forbade each was forbidden to the other. Okay, we're going to see in a minute another case where one is forbidden to the other, but not the other one is not forbidden to him. But here, each are forbidden to the other, and they have a joint chatzer that they own. Okay, so what's the halacha? Asurim lekanes lechatzer. Each one is forbidden to go into the chatzer because half of it, he's walking through the part that belongs to the friend. Okay? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, ze nechnas letoch shelo, v'ze nechnas letoch shelo. If you look at, Rashi says this, and everyone basically explains here, de kasavar yesh brera. Remember brera? What does brera mean? Okay, brera means that, I'll explain it first here. Each one goes into the chatzer. So you have to understand a little bit about the concept of what it means they share the chatzer. So there's different, we're going to see in the Gemara later that the Gemara is going to eventually conclude that we're talking about a small chatzer. Because if we're a big chatzer, then each could force the other to make a partnership agreement. This part belongs to you and this part belongs to me. And then solve the problem. And then basically even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would say you're not allowed to go in until you make a partnership agreement. And then you say this belongs to me, this belongs to me. But if it's too small to split up, because it's they say each person needs 4x4 amot, plus you need a bit of a 4 amot entranceway, like a 4x4, I think, in the entrance. So if it's smaller than that kind of a space, it's good we're here for you with our architecture. if it's bigger than a 4x4, you know, having 4x4 plus that, if it's smaller than that, then they can't make a partnership agreement, in which case, really what's happening is that they each get to use the chatzer at different times. So the chatzer belongs to both of them, but one will use it one moment and one will use it a different moment, or one day or another day. In other words, what hasn't been resolved is really who gets it when. But really, the shetach belongs to both of them. It's just a matter of timing. So when I walk through the chatzer, let's say it's me, so it's obvious then that that's my time to use it. And if you're walking through the chatzer, then it becomes obvious retroactively that it was your time to use it. So I'll give you another example of brera. A get, okay? A case of a get, a guy writes a get. He has two wives by the same name. He writes a get to the name of that wife, and then he later decides who he's giving the get to. So that's, you have to write the get lishma, and it wasn't written lishma. You can't say, well, retroactively, it was written lishma because of that. Or we had the truma case, where what was the case where you had
stuff on Shabbat?
Right, exactly. Can you eat it on Shabbat and then say, you know, and then you take out your part after and say, well, this was the part that was truma and that part wasn't truma.
We saw it in Erevin when you didn't know which direction the rabbi was going to come speak.
So yeah, fair. Which
directions.
Way the rabbi was coming to speak from, so which do you put your Erevin in a certain, right? You say it could go either this way or that way, and when the rabbi comes that way, so then it becomes clear that your Erevin was that way. Good, you guys have good memory. So everywhere we've seen that there's a machloket. Is there brera, isn't there brera? So here also there's a machloket. Is there brera or isn't there brera? Now part of the problem is going to be that in the end the Gemara paskins here that yesh brera, that we hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And then the Mefreshim have a problem because the Gemara and Beitza paskin that you can't have brera. So how do we deal with the fact that the Gemara there paskins, yes, and the Gemara here, oh, I'm sorry. The Gemara there paskins, you can't have brera when it comes to a din d'oraita. And nedarim is a din d'oraita. So there's two different options. There's a whole bunch of different options. I'm going to bring two as to how to resolve this issue. One is to say that there's a difference between the regular brera cases of d'oraita cases, like the get, for example, and this case. Why? Because this case, like I said before, we know it actually belongs to both of you. It's just a matter of when. When does it belong? You're just kind of dealing with a minor suffix of when is it my day? When is it your day? When is it my hour? When is it your hour? That's already much less so than who you're giving the get to. In other words, where it's based on the ikar of the object. Whereas here, the ikar of the object is already resolved. It belongs to both of them. So it's maybe less of an issue. Maybe I should say it this way. It belongs to each one of you, right, separately. In other words, it belongs to that person also, the one who can't get hana from the other person. It's just a matter of when. That's one way of looking at it. Rabbeinu Tam actually says something interesting, which is that he says, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, not really because of brera. We paskin like him because what's the issue here? The issue is, can you go through someone's chatzer? We already learned that there was a homachloket, right? There was a difference of opinion about whether we say vitur mutar b'mudar hana'ar, asur b'mudar hana'ar. And he says that vitur, remember what vitur is? Vitur is things that you wouldn't necessarily charge someone money for. So you don't charge someone money for walking through your chatzer, generally. You might not let everybody, but you don't charge money for it. So therefore, letting somebody walk through your chatzer, which is what we're discussing here, he would say wouldn't be included in a mudar hana'a. And then he's basically possibly Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, but not really for the reason of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. He's saying it's really for a different reason that we hold like him. Or maybe he thinks that the whole reason Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says this is because of that. Anyway, then you'd have to say that this has nothing, you know, that this issue isn't, it's a little tricky to say that. But anyway, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so that's our first case. So now Tanakhama says that no one can go into the field, okay, neither one. And Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says each one can go because it's Breira. As soon as he goes, it shows, now's my time to use it. Ushnehem, but now everyone agrees to this next line. Shnehem asurim lahamid rechaim v'tanur legadel tarnagolim. If you start using the space in the chatzer, then already that might disturb the other guy. In other words, you're not allowed to. What happens if you start putting a rechaim in a tanur and doing tarnagolim? And that, first of all, it's taking up space, and it's my space also. Remember, we said the whole issue is the space is a shared space. It's just a matter of who uses it when. So if you put your tanur there, it's not like you're going to move it at the moment when it's supposed to belong to me. So if I allow you to put the rechaim in the tanur, like gadel tarnagolim, then I'm already benefiting you, right? Because you're getting hana'ah from me because I'm allowing you to do something that I can be makpid on if I want. Okay? In other words, I can say, I don't want you doing this in the chatzir. If I can do that and I don't do that, then I'm already doing something that's giving you hana'ah, and you're not allowed to get hana'ah from me. Okay, second situation. That was the situation where each was mudar hana'ah from the other. Haya echad mehem mudar hana'ah mechavero. One is forbidden to the other. Okay, but the other is not forbidden to him. Lo yikanes lachatzir. He can't go into the chatzir. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, yachol hu lomar lo, letoch sheli ani nechnas, ve'eni nechnas letoch shelcha. Okay, so again, they split up the same basic way, right? Tanakhama says, you can't go in because you're getting benefit from the other guy. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, breira, right? As soon as you go in, you say, well, I'm not walking into your field. It's not your field at this moment. So that's fine. But what does the halacha say? There's one extra line here, which is very important. V'kofin et hanodir limkor et chelko. We force the guy who's forbidden to sell his part of the field. Why do we force him to sell his part of the field? Because we're.
Is that a braita, or is Rabbi Elazar ben Eliezer ben Yaakov saying that? Who's saying that you have to force?
This is, first of all, we're still in the Mishnah. This is still part of the Mishnah. We're still in the Mishnah. Okay, that's a long Mishnah. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, okay. I think, who's saying this, right? Is that?
He was.
No, I know he was talking. I think it's him.
This is,
he says you're allowed to, but, no, it's technically speaking, you're allowed to, but we force him, 1 second. Right, I think it's Lekulei Alma. I think both would agree. Right, I'll tell you why in a minute. Right, because in this way, right, okay, we'll get to it in a minute. So we force him, what's the issue here? We're concerned that he's going to get, just 1 second. What are we concerned about? There's imbalance in this case, okay? There's one guy who can't go in, and there's the other guy who can go in, according to Tanakhama. Okay, and according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, there's also imbalance. Why? Because what does he say? They're shnehem asurim lahamid rechaim v'tanur, which means that in this case, only one of them is asur lahamid rechaim in tanur, and the other guy can. So now there's imbalance, both even according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So because of the imbalance, we're worried the guy who's not allowed to do anything is going to be jealous of his friend. Because here they have this common courtyard, and he can't do everything he wants, and the other guy can do whatever he wants. And he feels very jealous, and we're worried that because of that, this is actually very interesting, he's going to be over on his neder. He's going to basically be nichshal, right? He won't make it. So we force him to sell his field. Now the Meiri points out, by the way, he doesn't have to necessarily sell his part. He can also just do Hatarat Nedarim and get rid of his neder. One or the other, okay? So the Meiri says you have to understand literally he must sell his part of the field, okay? Right? You don't like that. That
it's forced to sell.
Right. So now we're going to see later in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss. There's going to be a bit of a discussion as to was it a case where he took the neder upon himself or the other guy forced him? You know, the other guy said, you can't get benefit from me. We're going to see. We're going to have a discussion about that. So
this is maybe a good thing because they can show people how serious nedarim are and tell them that, you know, it discourage people from taking nedarim.
Uh-huh.
Because if you do, you'll have to sell your...
Right, you might end up selling. Right, it's true, it's true. If it goes according to what we saw before at the very beginning of the Masechet, where there was a lot of, we kind of forgot about it because there's so much talk of nedarim and vows and everybody's taking vows about anything. But right, that it could be it's a way of, and maybe that's why they chose that option instead of saying, go matir your neder, they wanted to say, try not to get yourself into this situation.
Well, particularly later when the rabbis stopped matiring and they're just not comfortable doing that.
Right, well then this separate thing, right, if someone's unwilling to be matir the neder, right, as we saw later on, the rabbis didn't want to do that, then you're definitely, this is your only option.
It's also completely problematic if this is the only entrance to his house.
Yeah, if it's the only entrance to his house, he's definitely stuck.
Either inside or outside.
Right, right. Okay. Now we're up to Haya Echad Min Ashuk, third case. Some random person is Mudar Hana'a Be'echad Mehem, can't get benefit from one of them. So now, okay, now most of the Mefarshim say that we're talking about a case where this third person, okay, who now wants to come into this common field, but he doesn't want to come in just because Stam he wants to come in, but he has some esek to do with one of them. In other words, he has some business, not necessarily business in the sense of business. He has some reason why he has to do something with one of the owners. Why do they say that that's the case? Because if he doesn't have anything to do with any of the owners, obviously he's not allowed to come into the field, the chatzer. In other words, who is he to start coming into someone else's field? In other words, he's only if he's coming in, and it's also when they went in b'shutafut together, the point was that I'll let you bring in who you need, and I'll bring in who I need, but not if someone's just randomly coming. So some third person wants to come in to do something, but he's a mudar hana'ah from only one of them. So and he obviously is coming to do business with the other one. Lo yikanes l'chatzer. He can't, because by going into one, right, he's basically going into the territory of the other. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov omer l'shitato, yachol omar lo l'toch shal chavero ani nechnas, v'eni nechnas l'toch shalcha. Okay, you can say, no, I'm going in to deal with my friend, and maybe, you know, again, brera. As soon as I go in and I'm using it for his purposes, then it's brera that I'm not using it for the other person's purposes. Hamudar hana'a mechaviro, v'yesh lo merchatz u'beit habab muskarim ba'ir. Okay, next case. You can't get benefit from your friend, and your friend has a beit merchatz or a beit habad, right, either a bathhouse or a place where they make the olive oil. Muskarim ba'ir. What does that mean? They've rented it out. So right now they're not they're the owner of it, but they're like the landlord, okay? And there's a tenant using it. So now can the person go and use that bathhouse? Okay? So you follow? Bathhouse owned by person A. You're mudar hana'ah from A, but A rented it to B, and now B is in charge of the bathhouse. So im yesh behen tfisat yad, if A has tfisat yad, okay, we're going to discuss what that is in a minute, then it's asur. Im ein behem tfisat yad, mutar. Okay, the truth is we're going to discuss in the Gemara what this means, so I'm just going to explain it basically. It just means, does he have some sort of ownership in it? Generally, tfisat yad, sometimes they say if he has a key, if he can come and go, right, if he can have access to it. But we'll see, the Gemara sort of talks about some other
stocks?
Way of looking at it. Stocks, exactly. So maybe exactly. That's what the Gemara is going to go in that direction. Does he get a percentage of the profits? Possibly that's the issue. Okay? We'll see. There's two options in the Gemara to understand it. So again, if the guy has something to do in it, then you can't go into the bathhouse because he's got something to do with it. Again, we'll have to discuss what exactly that something is. And if not, then you're allowed because it's not considered his anymore. Ha'omer l'chavero, konam l'beitecha sh'ani nechnas. If you say, this we've learned already a bunch of times, if you say, I am forbidden to go into your house, or I am forbidden to go into your field, I'm sorry, I will not buy your field, okay? Mate, osha macharula achir mutar, if the guy dies, since you said, your field, your house, and the guy is no longer around, or he sold the field to someone else, or he sold the house to someone else, in which case it's not in his name, mutar, then you're allowed to already. But konam bayit zeh, shani nechnas, sadeh zeh, shani lokeach. But if you say, this house, I will never go into this house, or I will never buy this field, then you're talking about the field, and therefore mate osha macharula acher asur. Okay, then you'll never be allowed to buy this.
Would they put the same emphasis on each word? If the owner had declared it hefker, could the person who is making the vow take it? He's not purchasing it, he's just...
If it's hefker, you're saying.
If it's zocha, he says, I'm going to...
If he says it's hefker, then it's not his anymore. So then it would go back to the machlok of Rabbi Yossi and Tanakama. Once he makes it hefker, the question is...
Can he take the field?
According to Tanakama, he can take it because it's already ownerless. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not ownerless until you're Zoche, and at the moment you're Zoche. Which case are you talking about?
Here, if you put the emphasis on field, then... You know,
This field,
then...
Oh, this field, hefker won't help. No, hefker won't help this field. It'll only help if it's my field.
Right.
Then hefker would be the same as mate o macharola acher. Or hifkir, you could say, but again, not according to Rabbi Yossi, okay? Which could be why they didn't mention it here, because it's b'machloket, and this is l'divrei hakol. Okay, now the Gemara is going to ask a question. Ibai elahu bin nadru plige, or hidiru zed zemai. Okay, they say is the machloket if each one took a neder on their own, the shutafim, or if he diru zed ze, okay? What if each one, right? There's two different ways we could each be mudar hanah from the other. I could say, I'm never going into your chatzer, or I'm never getting benefit from you. And you could say, I'm never getting benefit from you. And then that would be nidro. But hidiru would be, you said, you can never come into my property. And I say, you can never come into my property. And that might be different. Why would it be different? Mi amrinan bin nidro hu depligi. Aval b'hidiru zed zed module rabbanan? Do we say that just b'nidrohu deplige, but if hidiru zed zed, then module rabbanan l'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Why? D'chi anusin damu. In the case where you forbade me and I forbade you, we're each forced by the other into this situation. In which case... Now, there's two different ways of looking at this, okay? One way the Mefreshim look at it, some of the Mefreshim look at it like this. Generally, we say, right, aim brera, and we're going to, okay? And that's because you put yourself in the situation, so why should we help you, okay? But in the case where someone forced you into the situation, and now you're stuck, like we said, you can't get into your house, it's not your fault, so we're going to be mekel. And we're going to say, even though generally we wouldn't say yesh brera, in this case we're going to say yesh brera, we're going to be mekel. Okay, that's one approach to look at it. A different way of looking at it is the opposite, which is that we're dafka going to be kones you, that you can't do this if you almost like Shari said before, we don't want people to take nedarim. So if you took a neder upon yourself and wouldn't allow yourself to get benefit from this guy, and now you're stuck and you can't get in, well, that's your fault. And we don't want you to get into this situation, so we're going to give you a knas, and we're going to say, this isn't allowed. But if your friend forbade you, well then, there's no reason to give you a knas. It wasn't your fault. Okay, so it's almost like, right, where's the midline? In each one, the midline is different, right? In other words, there's the base, and then we're being mekel. Or there's the base, right, where we're a machmir on you, and then we go down. So, there's two different ways of looking at it. So that's what we want to know. Is dechianu simdamu, o dilma, afilu bihidiru zetzeh pligi. Plige Rabbanan, okay? Or could it be the Rabbanan or Cholik, even in that case, even in Hidiru Zetzeh, they're Cholik. So now they say Tashma. Let's learn it from the words of the Mishnah itself. Hayat, look at the second case. Hayat Acham Mehem. Remember I told you, Ray, the second case was going to be a Machloket about whether it was Madir or Hidiru. So, or Nadru, sorry. Hayat Acham Mehem Mudar Hana'ah Mechavero. What do you see from the Lashon? Mudar Hana'ah means someone else forbade you, okay? Uplige Rabbanan, and you see there's a machloka Rabbanan, so you see that they're even cholik in the case of someone else was madir the other. But they say no. Tnei, just change the lashon. Say, nador mechavero hana'a. Don't say it was mudar hana'a mechavero. Say it was nador mechavero hana'a. You could say almost that maybe they weren't so careful about grammar, right? And how they worded things. You know, maybe they thought people weren't so careful, and you could just change the lashon. Hachinami mistabra, and it makes all the more sense. And here we're going to see why it makes sense that they changed the Lashon, because I don't know if you caught this. I specifically did mention it then. But if you caught this, what happens at the end? Hachinami mistabra de katane seifa vikofinet hanodir limkor et chalko. Right? And even that's what Shari said. He made a neder. It's his fault, right? He shouldn't have made the neder. There they call him the nodir. So it starts off with the Lashon of madir hana'a, as if someone else did it to him. But then it ends with the Lashon that he's a nodir, that he did it to himself. So in the end, they say it must be, or at least it could be, that it's all talking about a nodir and not where he do zetzeh, in which case, you can't prove either which way, basically. So we're going to explain it, okay? Kofinit hanodir l'nkor chalko. Sorry, I didn't even... It's not just the Lashon of hanodir, but there's more to it. If we force the nodir to sell his property... Okay, then Iyamar Bishlama din Nadarhu, if he took the neder himself, Hainu de Katane Kofin. That's why they use the Lashon of Kofin, exactly like what you said, which is we want to force this guy. We don't, you know, it's his problem. He got himself into this situation. Ela Iyamar da Adre, that someone else made him take the neder, Amai Kofinato, Ha Menas Anus. How can you force him to sell his field? Because the other guy forbade him, now he's stuck and he's got to sell his field. That's really unfair. So it really supports what Shari was saying before, which is that there's really something going on here that they feel like he's at fault for taking a neder. And here the Gemara really supports what you said. Okay. Amar Rabba, Amar Ze'eri. Now we're going to go back to what I said in the very beginning about how big the shetach is. What kind of a chatzir are we talking about in the Mishnah? Is it any size chatzir? Is it a smaller size? Amar Rabba, Amar Ze'eri. Machloket. Now here, I already told you the conclusion, but the Gemara first is going to suggest something else. Machloket sheyesh bo kedei chaluka, aval ein ba kedei chaluka divrei hakol mutar. The first way they understand it is to say the machloket is in a case where it's a big field and you can split it. And in that case, as a machloket, can we say breira or not? Aval ein ba kedei chaluka, but if it's so small that you can't split it, then divrei hakol mutar. Then obviously, if there's no out, then obviously you can share it and you can go through. Amar le Rav Yosef, this doesn't work what you're saying, because Harei Beit Knesset, Dekemisha Ein Bo Kedei Chaluka Adame, right? A Beit Knesset doesn't have actual owners. It's shared by everybody. So it's like a shared partnership something or other, right? Like a shutaf, but it can never be split up because it's public property. V'tznan, and what does it say in the Mishnah about a Beit Knesset? Shnehem Asurim B'davar Shalota Ha'ir. Okay? So now, if they're each mudar hana'ah from the other, and the Beit Knesset is a shared property, then neither of them can go into the Beit Knesset. So what do you see? That even, right, if you say, Ein ba kedei chalukah divrei hakol mutar, then the Beit Knesset should be mutar, because the Beit Knesset is Ein ba kedei chalukah. As again, size-wise, it's obviously bigger, but it can't possibly, you can't create a partnership agreement about it.
It's public property, it's not... private property.
It's owned by everybody. Everybody gave money to the shul, so you have a part ownership of the shul.
But then we're only talking about two specific in the chatzer.
So those two specific individuals, right?
But they make up the entirety of it.
You could argue that there's a distinction, but the Gemara says if you want to take this concept of Ein Bakadei Chaluka, here's a case of Ein Bakadei Chaluka, and you see that you can definitely argue with it. But you see the Shnehem Asurim. Okay, so therefore you can't say that Divrei Hakol is mutar. So now, El Amar of Yosef, Amar Ze'eri. So Rav Yosef says in the name of Ze'eri, they must be like this. Machloket she'ein bakadei chaluka. And when there isn't an option to be cholek, then there's a machloket tanakam and chachamim. And obviously that mission that we just quoted with the Beit Knesset holds like chachamim. And, I'm sorry, chachamim and Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. And Rav Elezer ben Yaakov could say that you could do it. Aval yesh bakadei chaluka. Divrei Hakol Asur. But if you can make a partnership agreement, then it's Asur, and then basically each one can force the other to sit down and make a partnership agreement and say, this part belongs to me, this part belongs to me, and Shalom al Yisrael. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, Halacha, Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. V'chein Amar Rabbi Elazar, Halacha, Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. Okay, so the Gemara clearly paskins that we hold like Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, and like I said, that goes back to what we said in the beginning, which is it creates some problems. How could you say here yesh breira and not in other cases? Okay. Hamudar haname chaverovi yesh lo sham merchatz. So now they want to know, we talked about this tfisat yad. V'kama tfisat yad. So we're going to have two different options here. Amar Rav Nachman, Lemetze, Lishlish, Ulirevia. Aval Bebitzir, Lo. So now it goes with what Nomi said, which is, you get percentages. So if you get a percentage of the income, so now, according to Rav Nachman, it has to be that you get at least 25%. Any less than 25% is not considered that you have real ownership over this. Okay? So, as soon as you get a quarter of the property, that's enough to be considered tfisat yad, in which case the guy can no longer come visit your Beit Merchatz. Abai Amar, afilu bebitzir asur, okay, even more than that, even less than that, even any sort of percentage is asur. Hechidami deshare, so what's the case where it's mutar, where it's not considered tfisat yad? As long as you get a small percentage, that's fine. Demekabel betaska. Okay, what does this mean, mekabel betaska? There's a few different interpretations, okay? One is to say that the guy pays you once a year, like a one-time payment for use of the Beit Merchatz, and then it's not like considered getting percentages or anything like that. You get a one-time payment, but you're really not, you don't have anything to do with it. You get your money, and you're not connected. So, according to one interpretation, that's what Abaye says. And that kind of, if you get a percentage, even if it's 2%, that's enough. You already get a percentage of the profits, or 1%. But if the guy pays you like a one-time rental fee, then that's not considered that you have ownership. Another interpretation is, who pays the Arnona bill? Okay? That if you don't pay the Arnona bill, then you're not then you don't have tefisat yad. And that's what it's talking about. It's about who pays the taxes. Okay? So that could be another interpretation. Okay, that's it for today. So,
do they go into Eruv about an Eruv? Like, what if these two guys make an Eruv together? And then who can carry or not carry?
Oh, that's interesting. An Eruv, that's a good question.
Is this Shituf?
Right, I bet you can't make an Eruv with... The question is, what if you made an Eruv and then were Mudar Hana'a afterwards? Right, that's a good question. I don't know, I have to think about that. Right, you start thinking Arab, Arab, Arab.
And especially Shituf, and I'm like, oh my God, are we going down?
Right, right. Yeah, I have to look that up. Anyway, okay, tomorrow we'll do Mem Zion, and then Friday, no classes.